Amar Issa still gets kind of flustered when he thinks back to the first time he walked into a store, Philbrick's Fresh Market in Portsmouth, to see if they might like to start selling his homemade baklava and other sweets, like the kind he used to bake back home in Syria.
I was on the way shaking, driving and shaking. I was like, what would I say? And I'm thinking of like terminologies and all language terms and all that.
Luckily, Aissa still managed to clinch that first sale about 4 years ago, and plenty more in the years since. Today, you can find his pastries at stores across New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. For the last 2 years, they've also been selling them at Whole Foods stores across New England. As Aissa's client base has expanded, his menu has too.
When we started producing, it was mostly baklava and stuffed cookies. They're called mamul. They're traditionally stuffed with nuts that are crushed and made into like slightly a paste, or with dried fruits such as dates.
Now he's up to three types of baklava.
Classic walnuts and chocolate walnuts. And there's also the coconut chocolate baklava.
He's also working on two new kinds of cookies.
One of them is stuffed with raspberry paste, and the other one is cream-filled carrot cookie.
Aissa started his pastry business shortly after moving here with his wife, a New Hampshire native, back in 2011. The couple left Syria just as the country was on the cusp of the devastating civil war that continues to this day. To him, the bakery business seemed like a good way to settle into his new life here, while still staying connected to the culture he knew back home.
It's been very positive because I find that people are very into ethnic food, and they like trying new stuff. Baklava is not new totally, but they're open to try different cultures. Plus, there are a big community of Greek, Lebanese, Syrians, and Middle Easterns, Turks even. They always purchase our baklava, and I meet with them on regular basis when I do demos.
When he first started out, Aissa did most of his baking in a shared space in Dover, but his current headquarters, nestled in a small industrial park on the outskirts of Concord, gives him plenty of room, all to himself. Here, he has a wide open kitchen, where he does most of the mixing, baking, and packaging all on his own. There's a loading dock for sending out large batches to the stores he supplies, though he still has to personally deliver some of his shipments right out of his truck.
For now, I'm the only person who runs the whole thing.
So this is a one-man show. You bake, you manage, you do everything?
Yes.
That means carefully preparing and shipping some 500 to 600 pounds of pastries on any given week. He's hoping to hire some more help in the coming months. But for now, it's a labor of love. And, he thinks, a way to provide a more positive representation of his Syrian culture to counteract recent headlines.
I do my best. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just baking. You know, I wish I could do more to be more active or more positive. So I'll always try, of course.
In the months ahead, Aissa hopes to start selling his pastries right out of that same storefront where he does his baking. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.